I think one of the things that people in the private group would really like your opinion on is many of them are starting to worry about this declaration from Biden and health officials that they're going to be coming to the door. And then other people are saying, well, if you're coming to the door to take our information, how long until you come to the door with guns and force the vaccine?
Yeah.
And people are kind of concerned about that.
Yeah. Well, and it's already happening. They're already, you know, on the street in Los Angeles and California. Somebody told me they're already going door to door over in Mesa. I still have friends and family up in Oregon, and one of my friends told me they're mobilizing the National Guard to do it. It's already coming. It's already, you know, it's already here.
And it's under the direction of the health structure, which is basically a separate government that's not subject to any laws because they just declare emergencies. Right. And they tell the military and the police what to do.
Right. So, you know, there's no more real good government left. You know, the FBI is part of this. You know, the administration, they're all, you know, for the DOJ to say today, okay, vaccine mandating can be legal. I mean,
totally reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. So there's no more right side with all.
Right. And so your approach is saying, well, the only thing left is the people to be working together for something.
Well, that too. And you can put, you know, whether or not it works, you know, people have started putting no trespassing signs near their front door because and can legally come to your front door and trespass.
Yeah.
That works. Who knows? If they come to your door and you answer, you don't answer, and, you know, they don't, you're saying, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. And then they have you on the list anyway. And
I know
the base that's happening. It's super simple to take the census, pull out everybody that's been vaccinated. Everybody, they know where everybody lives, and then left. Okay. Let's go see who's left that hasn't been vaccinated. Let's go to their door.
Was it in 2000 or 2010 that they went around everybody's house with a GPS marker and wrote down the exact location of everybody's front door?
I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when they were doing that.
That's scary.
So before it gets too much further down the road, there has to be a way for these networks, like you're trying to do with AZ Stands Up, to form so people can actually help each other.
Yeah, and there are some groups out there, like there's the Maricopa County Preparedness Team. They're trying to work on that. I think there's one up in the Prescott area as well. You know, trying to create those community groups.
Yeah, you mentioned one of them on the main show. What was it? In the Revolutionary War days, they had committees of correspondence or something.
Yeah, so the committees of correspondence was how our, because the same thing was happening back then, they couldn't get the truth out. All of the truth coming from the English government was all that was getting out, and they wanted to get the information out to the people. So they started their own committees of correspondence, which was their grassroots paper. So that's how they got their information out. And we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We'll just do what our you know, history fathers did. And same thing. So we call it our founders' committees of correspondence, and we created the Freedom Papers, which is the newspaper.
It's a forerunner of what you might hope would become the real media.
Yeah. Or having to just backwards to actual tactile media. I'm trying to see where I've got one sitting here. Here's our last one.
To get in the right there, I can see that.
Oh, so
that
it's called,
looks nice.
Isn't that cool? So it's the Freedom Papers. We have articles. We have, here's the Kids Corner.
So there, you have to find ways to distribute in a wider area, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just starting. It's like anything else. You know, we don't know if it's going to be, you know, mailing at some point or.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We just knew we had to start and get it out in a paper form, because you have the ability to decide whether or not you believe this. We as the media are not telling you what to believe.
Right.
You the information, and you can decide if it's true or not.
But and the internet can be restricted.
Exactly, and this isn't. So it's a tactile thing that's uncensored. You can decide for yourself.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's uncensored information, and And we've got, you know, four pages this time inside. We've got a center. Where is it? So funky. Where do you see this thing?
Yeah, I can see you right.
Doesn't like the inside. So we have different.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really good. I think
it's growing.
I suspect very quickly you're going to have to get started with mailing because people who can't drive into Phoenix are going to want it.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, it that takes money. And right now,
you may have to start charging for it.
Yeah, but I
don't know. See what works out.
Yeah, because it's like right now, all we want to do is get it into the hands of people, and we can't afford to do it. So we have
sponsors. You just need some big donors.
Yeah, and like we have our sponsors for this paper are back here, and they have their business on here. So getting all of that acknowledgement, so we have this space for businesses to become sponsors, so people can see the freedom-loving businesses that are standing up to do it. And the more people donate, the more we can print. My goal would be to take a few hundred thousand of these out every month around for people to pick up. That would be the goal.
Well, and if somebody wants it from another state as a template for what they could do with their state, they could send you a donation and say, please send me one.
Sure. Yeah. It's going to morph into whatever it's supposed to be.
Right.
We just knew there were things we needed to start because it was important, especially to advocate for people, to educate them on their constitutional rights that they have to stand up for, and to initiate action. They have action. We can't do anything if these three things aren't in place.
And also, it's good to remember, it's not impossible for a governor or a legislator to actually be good. You know, because even though she's got some weak spots, Kristi Noem in South Dakota prevented the shutdown in South Dakota.
She's awesome. And then you look at what DeSantis has done in Florida. And
DeSantis just needs to be educated now. I'm actually trying to reach him.
Yeah.
He's still pushing the vaccine.
Well, and I guess there is the Texas governor was doing something too to make a difference. He's standing up. The cool thing where it shows the legislature had actually done something was with, you know, Whitmer in Michigan. They finally got enough of a vote to take down their state of emergency. Finally, after all this time, we're better than we are. And their veto power. So the legislators finally got together to stop that tyranny.
Right.
So, but all these other states, everybody's bought and paid for.
So something has to happen to make them choose ethics over money.
I don't know. Yeah. Power are pretty tasty. How do you,
I don't know, because you've got this immediate gratification, you know, you're going to be able to do all these bad things to other people, which means you're so powerful, it's going to be fun.
Right.
And
how do you live with yourself?
Well, they do it by staying unconscious and entertained all the time.
Yeah.
But we have to figure out ways to do that. Anyway, I probably kept you way too long. But,
no, we're good.
Maybe we can stay in touch, and if you find a point when you want to say the next stage, then you know, let me know.
And this is good, just because I wanted to fill you in on just, you know, the recent stuff from the last few months and
the last
couple of days with the Medical Freedom Alliance and what's happening with the health honor and everything else. This is we're on the downhill slide. We're now in. This is it. So people have to stand up.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I offered to talk to the Freedom Alliance people is amazing numbers of doctors get parts of it, but they don't get the entire pandemic never happened. Nobody has any isolate of the virus.
Right.
Nobody has any isolate of the so-called variants. They made them up. It's all computer-generated sequences that mean nothing. And now Tom Martin, David Martin.
That was amazing.
Has been exposing that starting in 2002, they were patenting this stuff, both the virus and the vaccine, but the virus they patented didn't exist. They just made it up and patented it. It was computer generated.
Yeah, did you see that where he was talking to Reiner Fuhlmann, that whole interview?
I watched the whole thing.
That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. And it's like, been working on this since 2002. So when people, and this was being patented in 2002, you guys.
I think that's hard for people to grasp. It's like maybe emotionally threatening or something. And if there's that big of corruption going on, it's like my whole sense of reality gets shaken.
Right. And there would be no reality at that point. And I think the biggest thing too is people's ego of they don't want to be wrong. Oh my gosh, if I was wrong all this time.
I know, because we've been trained that, you know, you lose all your credibility if you ever admit a mistake or something.
Right. You know, people would, you know, I lost family and friends over this and everything. And it's just like, I would tell them in the beginning last year going, I hope and pray I'm wrong.
Yeah, sure.
I pray I'm wrong.
Anybody honest would be happy to be proven wrong, because then you're closer to being right.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be, you know, I would love for all this to not be real.
Sure.
Every single thing since day one has come true. Every single thing since I started a year ago, end of February, has come true.
And some of these medical people have been, as I said, emphasizing the fact that the vaccine's not approved. That's a big mistake. They're thinking of approving it in August.
Well, and it's not even a vaccine.
Even if it was a vaccine, I looked at the vaccines back to 1796. They've never prevented disease. They've been maiming and killing people, mostly kids, the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think most doctors don't know that, because a million times they had to repeat in medical school, safe and effective.
Yeah. And what happened to their oath of do no harm?
They just know that everybody else isn't worrying about that anymore. So the modern science is, well, of course you have to do harm. It's standard of care.
Yeah. And I just wonder how, at what level, because we know the money runs downstream to control all this, obviously.
Right.
At what level the money has come into the medical systems to pay off the upper corporate echelon to make this go downstream?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have some examples of that, because the hospitals have been paid to kill people on ventilators.
Right. They made $39,000 for it.
Yeah. And it varies state to state. Some are even higher. And there is a lot of that. And I'm sure the hospital administrators is the carrot and the stick that each one is given.
Yeah.
Don't go along with this and you're fired and you'll never get another job.
Right.
Or go along with it and you double your pay this year.
Or, and not only that, is that probably why all of, just like with the lawyers, why all the doctors have been complicit with this is they've been threatened with losing their license.
Their license, not just the job, but the license.
The license, right, just like the lawyers.
Yeah, it's true. The license scam was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, they sold it as extra privileges. And all it is extra control.
Exactly. It's all control.
You know, nothing required a license in the early American days.
That's right.
The driving license is the same way.
Right.
That driving was defined as commercial business on the road. And then they said, well, nobody's going to understand that. So they tell everybody they're driving and need a license.
Right.
It's deeper than...
It's so deep.
I realize.
It's so deep.
No. Anyway... We want to support it, and we'll let people know about it, and just maybe, you know, I guess you're sending out notices, so if we just read those, we'll know what's happening. Anyway.
Yeah, the last ones that came out, you know, share that with everybody. Tell them to, you know, print off a notice, sign it, make the 15 copies, mail them to the sheriffs. The instructions are on the last page. And, you know, like we do with everybody, when we make a bunch of copies, we put them in one envelope so it saves postage.
Right.
The last one that we sent out, I had 10 friends' copies in one envelope, so it saves postage.
Right.
Everybody needs to do it. We need hundreds of thousands of these.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye.